California Governor Gray Davis and five of the top candidates who are running to replace him, if he's recalled, held their first debate last night. It took place in the San Francisco suburb of Walnut Creek. The format allowed Governor Davis to answer questions separately from a panel of reporters and the public for the first 30 minutes of the event. After that, the five candidates sparred with each other for 90 minutes. The only major candidate who did not appear was actor Arnold Schwarzenegger. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
Gray Davis is out to convince California voters that he understands why a million of them signed the petition demanding his removal from office.
There's no question there was a message, and the message was that people are angry. I understand their lives are not going as well as they were a couple years ago, and I understand I am the brunt of their concern.
It's a theme Davis has repeated during this short recall campaign, adding that he knows he's made mistakes, like acting too slowly during the state's energy crisis. One thing he would do differently if he keeps his job, he says, is hold more town meetings to stay connected with the people. Yet in his next breath, the contrite Davis turned to the attack, blaming the recall on right-wing Republicans.
But I do believe that at the heart of this, in the beginning, were a group of Republicans who were upset they couldn't win last November's election, and now we won the election in November, and they wanted to have a do-over. It'd be like the Oakland Raiders saying to Tampa Bay, well, we know you beat us the first time, but we want to play the Super Bowl again.
Davis soon thereafter left the stage. Technically, he is not running against the five candidates who are seeking his job. They are Republican State Senator Tom McClintock, former baseball commissioner Peter Uberoth, and political columnist Arianna Huffington, both running as independents, Peter Camejo of the Green Party, as well as Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante, a Democrat. Bustamante, who leads the field in the most recent poll, was asked to explain why he had accepted a $2 million campaign contribution from an Indian gaming tribe.
I've been involved with them for over 20 years. I visited reservations when they were living in shacks and abandoned cars. There was 95% poverty. And gaming has been an opportunity for them to be able to economically expand their options and to be able to put people to work and put their kids to school.
But Arianna Huffington accused Bustamante of making a mockery of campaign finance laws.
This is nothing but legalized bribery. And it's really absolutely absurd that as governor of California, you would therefore continue to deprive our general fund of taxes that this tribe should be paying.
Tell me how you really feel.
I will later.
Still, there was one thing Bustamante and Huffington agreed upon. Both support revising Proposition 13, the popular property tax limit initiative. They said it should be changed to allow raising commercial property taxes. And when Huffington suggested closing corporate tax loopholes, State Senator Tom McClintock shot back.
This discussion amazes me. We've lost nearly a third of a million jobs in this state in the last 2.5 years. We want to bring jobs back. We've got to reduce the taxes and the regulations that are choking off this economy. I disagree completely with the governor who felt that taxes were moderately low in this state.
Former baseball commissioner Peter Uberoth sounded a similar warning, saying California is bleeding jobs and jobs are what feeds Sacramento.
This government in Sacramento has spent enormous amounts, and the truth is now there's no more enormous amounts to spend. So we have to get all the elected officials, first day I'm elected governor, in a room, lock the room, and say to them, balance this budget. Families know that they have to tighten their belts. Companies know they have to tighten their belts. The state has to tighten its belt to get real.
The Green Party's Peter Camejo says the fairest way to balance a budget is to increase taxes on the rich. Yet the two main political parties aren't prepared to do that.
There's no will. The Democrats and Republicans are at the service of the people who fund them. And that's the difficult problem that we now face. That is, they're allowing these crises to happen, and they're cutting education, health care, and all the services that we need.
The debate, the first of four scheduled before October 7th, was largely polite and civil, and it ranged from topics such as gun control and abortion to same-sex marriage and illegal immigration. The only issue upon which there was universal agreement was Proposition 215, the voter-approved initiative legalizing medical marijuana. All the candidates say they support it. In a post-debate news conference, several of the candidates criticized Republican Arnold Schwarzenegger for missing the event. Earlier in the day, Schwarzenegger had appeared before a cheering throng at a college campus in Long Beach, where he was struck by an egg. Schwarzenegger has committed to one debate in late September, in which the candidates will receive their questions in advance. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, Walnut Creek, California.